Welcome to the Tell Me Something Good podcast. Ranked by the International Association of Awesome Podcasts as the best podcast in the history of podcasts. Wait, is that a thing? I don't think that's a thing. Anyway. Seeking to shine a light on all that is good in an ever-darkening world of negativity. Here's your host, Clint Swindoll.
I just love that sound. It tells me it's Champagne Friday, an opportunity to celebrate all the good in our lives. By doing that, we're creating a more positive world. And that just happens to be the purpose of the Tell Me Something Good podcast. Welcome to this special Friday edition. And hey, in case you have not looked at your calendar, today is Friday the 13th. It's a day a bunch of people apparently think is unlucky. I did a little research about Friday the 13th and found that an estimated 17 to 21 million people in the United States are affected by a fear of Friday the 13th. Some people are so afraid that they avoid their normal routines, and it's estimated that somewhere between $800 and $900 million is lost in business on this day.
What?
I know, it is crazy. My friends, I would not be one of those people. The good and bad things that happen in my life are not determined by an unlucky number. Doesn't mean bad stuff won't happen on Friday the 13th. It certainly can. Just like it can happen on Friday the 14th. So here at the Tell Me Something Good podcast, we don't recognize that nonsense on a Friday. Instead, we celebrate all that is good with Champagne Friday. Champagne because it's the international symbol of celebration, and Friday because that's the day most people seem to be waiting for and get the most excited about. For some of you, that's easy to do. Maybe you're at a place in your life where everything seems to be going your way with little or no effort. For some of you, you may feel you've earned every bit of your celebration this week because the good stuff in your life came as the result of working your backside off. For some of you, the thought of celebration just doesn't seem appropriate. You look around and you see so much hurt and disappointment that you'd feel guilty to be raising a glass for anything good in your own life. And for some of you, the thought of raising a glass just isn't possible because you're in a tough season in your life right now. You've just lost a loved one. You know of someone suffering. You're struggling financially. You're disappointed with politics. You just don't see anything worth celebrating. I would argue we all have something worthy of celebration, even in the dark days. In fact, particularly in the dark days. If you have obviously good things to celebrate, get after it. And for those of you who are struggling, I encourage you to dig deep and find something to celebrate. I have something to celebrate this week. I just got back from a great trip to Denver where I stood on a stage for a presentation. In a normal year, I would celebrate that because I love the opportunity to do what I do for a living. However, this was extra special because I haven't done a live presentation since February. Everything I've done has been in the virtual world, where there is no personal connection with an audience. Man, it felt good. The whole travel thing was different. I guess I never realized how many things there are to touch and how close we get to other people. From going through the departure airport to getting on a plane, from going through the arrival airport to getting in an Uber, from going through the hotel lobby to checking in a room, from sitting in a restaurant to preparing to get on a stage the next morning. And then the whole process started again for the trip home. While it was different traveling with a heightened awareness as a result of the coronavirus, it was worth it to get on a stage for some personal interaction with an audience. Everybody seemed to be respectful of space, although I do have to say I felt sorry for one guy. I was walking through the Denver airport and this dude sneezed, and the entire terminal hit the ground like a bomb went off. 9 months ago, no one would have even noticed. So this week I'm raising a glass to regaining a small sense of normality in my professional life. And as we continue to move through the pandemic, I'm looking forward to many more chances to get back on a stage. While I don't know what it is for you, I am sure you have something worth celebrating. So do me a favor. Before you put your head on a pillow tonight, I want you to take a moment to push aside all the crud in your life so you can see the blessings. Put something in a glass. Champagne, water, Gatorade, iced tea. It doesn't matter what you put in the glass. Raise it high. Look to the heavens and thank God for the blessings. And let's meet back here next Tuesday for a full episode of the Tell Me Something Good podcast. Until then, go make it a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Tell Me Something Good podcast. The content of the podcast is meant to engage, encourage, and enlighten you to become more positive. It's not meant to diagnose, treat, or replace the personalized care provided by a trained professional. If you're struggling with depression or mental health issues, please reach out to a counselor for diagnosis and treatment. Until next time, be positive, people.